Hi, it's Andy. Welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk. Time to head back to 2024 and hear from Jess and Anna as they were inducted into the Team Bath Hall of Fame.
This is Stacey Francis-Bayman. Is your club looking for new kit? Don't forget to try the 3D kit designer online at flyhawk.com.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, special podcast today. If my voice lasts, as we speak to Jess Thilby and Anna Stembridge from Team Bath, as they're going to be finally, some would say, inducted into that Team Bath Hall of Fame. And they join me now, Anna and Jess. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Special partnership over the years. Let's get straight into it. So what was it like the first time you met?
I don't even know when that was. Anna's going to be way better at recalling stuff more accurately than me. We go back quite a long way. I don't even know where the first time would have been, Anna. Where would it have been?
I do remember the first time I met you, Jess.
Yeah, I told you, Andy.
So it was at trials. It was one of the age group under-16s. Jess had just been in the under-16s and she was moving up to the under-18s. So she'd been on England under-16 tour to Australia. And she'd kill me because I'm the year below her. So I can play that card. Jess had been away in that summer under 16 England tour to Australia. And I was the year below in terms of the cohort. And I vividly remember Jess, I think it might have been the meal beforehand in terms of the night before. And there was this really bright-eyed, chatty netball nerd, I'm going to call her, but just a really like warm character. And that was my first interaction with Jess, and she probably can't recall it, but I really remember it, like where our friendship really blossomed. And I say blossomed from my perspective, it blossomed, I think, would have been like when we were probably around 17 18. And we were playing club and county together. And then obviously Lynn came over in terms of set up the high performance program with Ali and Jed. And I can say this because, you know, she's one of my best friends. Like, Jess is one of the funniest people you ever get to be in a room with. Like, she'll always play up to the crowd. She'll always involve people in terms of the conversation, which I think is a huge attribute to have in terms of really bringing people together. But she just makes me laugh. Like, I'm smiling talking about this story because I think of the many laughs we've shared, the many memories we've shared. And I think, yeah, around that kind of 17, 18 sort of age group was probably where, yeah, I'd class Jess, where she became one of my best friends and has been ever since, which is a long time ago because we're now old.
You're going to get a really good sense as to the difference between Anna and I. So if you want reliable source and recall, then definitely Anna. I'm a year older, so remember my memories fading quicker than Anna's.
Nonsense. For Bath as well, you mentioned her there, Anna, but Lynn Gunson and just that bit of a legendary status as well. So what did you know about her? Lots has been said about Lynn Gunson and herself, but what was it like having your paths cross with somebody like that?
Yeah, I think going back to Anna's point, our netball journey is just massively aligned in terms of obviously playing it. I know Anna is kind of Swindon born and bred, so she would have played club netball with her respective club there before. But I think in terms of Hucklecote and Gloucester, like those were like brilliant days, really, just a collision of just a great group of people. A brilliant environment, and then to add the Team Bath journey to that just made it incredibly special. And it obviously strengthened friendships like mine and Anna's, but it also just galvanized a whole group of what we called ourselves to be misfits, really, because that Team Bath program, as we've now come to know, was kind of the first ever of its kind, and I would say remains so as well in lots of ways. So I think when you say, you know, what did we know about Lynn? Very little, actually. And when I say that, I kind of feel a little bit embarrassed because I remember getting a phone call from Ali Oliver, who was the deputy director of sport. And at the time I was studying radiography and I'd, as Anna said, kind of been involved in age groups with England, and was it around that time was in the under 21 group and hoping to go to the World Youth Cup in 2000. So It was just, I mean, the timing was brilliant. The people were incredible. Like, the friendships are long lasting, as you can see with both Anna and I. But I think it was just it was just how innovative it was. And it's had the biggest impact Lynn has had, and my journey through the Team Bath environment has been to kind of always think and dream and act big, because things are possible. Not and just because they haven't been done before doesn't mean that they can't be. So I think somebody like Lynn at the time, you know, Ali rang me, said that they're thinking of doing this full-time netball program, unheard of, completely pioneering, with Jed's full backing and support, helped by the fact that his then partner was a netballer. So that helped. And, you know, I just dropped the phone, went over to the sports training village, which is unrecognizable to what it is today. And at the time, they hadn't really completely confirmed Lynn, but Ali did kind of share that with me, that it was Lynn Gunson that they were hoping to kind of get over the line. And obviously her credentials spoke for themselves. And I think as a young, impressionable person, but also a netballer at the time with big ambition and aspirations to hopefully graduate into a senior England team, it just felt so refreshing that somebody of Lynn's credentials was even willing and attracted to coming over to kind of take us, really. I don't think she fully knew what she was getting herself in for. But I think that just goes to show that, you know, with Jed's creative thinking, with Ali's unparalleled commitment and drive and passion for the game, and then I think with Lynn's credentials and a willingness to kind of come over to England. And let's be honest, you know, like, we were certainly the bridesmaid at that time from an international perspective. And they obviously all saw something in the programme and creating a brilliant environment. And to this day, I'm always going to be forever grateful, because it's that environment that undoubtedly has made the biggest impact on me. But I'm grateful now, I think, as we do get a bit older, more grateful for those friendships and the connection. I often got asked when I retired relatively young, did I miss playing? And my stock answer is always, no, I miss the people I played with. And if they're no longer playing, then I'm at peace with not trying to keep playing myself. It kind of just feels right that that belongs where it was, really. And we can reminisce for the next 10, 20, 30 years about how brilliant we were, and nobody will ever know, because people will start forgetting about it soon.
Jess has hit the nail on the head, particularly around the impact and the legacy the likes of Jed, Ali and Lynn have left. I think for me, just to reiterate, like, it was that sense of belonging. That group's really special. When people talk a lot around culture and climate of a program or a team, it was a feeling. Like, it's really hard to try and describe what that feeling was, but for me it was that sense of belonging and that celebration of difference and the ability just to be who you were in that space and that time of your life. And I think that's pretty special. Like, you could be your most unapologetic, authentic self. And you know, Jess has already said it, like, the friendships, they were lifelong friendships that were created there and then. And it was a pretty special time in my netball career, but also my life, for sure.
And how easy has been able to spot that talent?
I think, you know, you'd always say you're incredibly privileged to work with the calibre of athletes and also staff members. I think, like, for me personally, I should imagine it's similar for Jess, like, being able to go after an incredibly scary goal in mind, or whether that support the individual goal or to make them the best they can be, was probably one of the drivers for me to be the best that I could be also. So first and foremost, an absolute privilege to be part of a number of athletes' journeys and to support that. I also start from the position of being part of their life journeys. So getting to know the people, getting to know what's important for them, who's important to them, and ensuring you are supporting them as people first and foremost. They are netballers, they are athletes, but supporting them as a person first and foremost. And I think that's something I feel incredibly proud to have hopefully done, to support them as people first and foremost, which is exciting, by the way, but it's also extremely challenging, going back to your question. And when you're kind of juggling multiple demands on these athletes, whether it's school, university, work, you know, family life, etc. But, you know, it's just something you're proud to be part of, and it's a huge privilege to be part of.
And when you spot that talent early on as well, you'll see some of that possible England potential in there as well, Jess, especially with the likes of Imor, those kind of people that you can look towards attracting into the Roses setup.
Yeah, I think as you're both talking there, like, it it definitely kind of like ignites the memory of the evolution of the player groups that Anna and I both played with. And then as we transitioned out of that group, I mean, we were looking at a subs bench at one point that would have like a Stacey Francis Bayman on the bench and a Serena Guthrie. And we're, you know, I won't speak on Anna's behalf, but I'm hanging on. Do you know what I mean? Like with a position on the court and the Sasha Corbins and Monique Woods at the time, like we were just so fortunate to kind of like be the first generation of Team Bath players. And I think what obviously Lynn initially did was she was brilliant at kind of leveraging those relationships, spotting talent. She fundamentally did exactly what Anna did. You know, she got underneath the skin of who they were, where they came from, culturally, their differences. And I think how special is it that they were magnetized really to what Lynn was doing and to her as a person to kind of like up sticks and come to Bath, because Bath is both a brilliant place, but it's also not an easy place for some people to move towards. We had obviously Kat Ratnapala, Camilla Buchanan. I mean, the list goes on. So I think we played with brilliant talent that I don't think anyone knew was even talent at the time. And then Lynn really nurtured that. I think we played our part as kind of peers and teammates with a shared ambition and kind of like bought into being this team and this program that people just, you know, when people don't understand something or it's not been done before, often there's a bit of criticism because people are uncertain and unclear as to what it was we were trying to do. And, it took us at least 5 years, I think, for people to take any notice.
Mm. It took us 5 years to land a ball on target, Jess, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, when we came third, we celebrated like we'd won the Super Cup. So it had been a long time coming. But I think going back to your point around talent coming through, I think, you know, we then had a new cohort of players really that were also choosing, making big decisions around their study, you know, like whether that was at the University of Bath, but for some it was still at school. You know, Serena came over from Jersey at a young age and did her schooling in Bath. Stacey, massive commitment to stay and remain in Bath when her family emigrated to Canada. You know, like these are kind of the stories behind the people and the players' journeys that I think Anna and I were privileged to both be a part of as players, but then go on to do our part and our best to lead both the program and the people in it. And I think some of my most special memories are actually maybe not the obvious things that, you know, the obvious wins, the league wins, the back-to-back wins, like those are obvious, aren't they, to anyone and everyone. But actually, you know, I feel as proud. There was a cohort with obviously like the Sarah Baymans, Tamsins, Rachel Dunns. There was a cohort of players who naturally kind of finished degrees and were likely to then start to transition away from Bath again for either work or their own ambition. And I remember there being a year where fundamentally the Team Bath Super League team became almost the Bucks' first team. And it was a big transition, really. And I think we just missed out on fourth. And I could not be prouder of their achievement. I just think in relative terms, you know, they're carrying the weight of the reputation we'd started to build as a Team Bath Super League side. And they were fundamentally the Bucks' first team, you know, full of inexperience, but full of freedom. And how I saw them, I take a lot of satisfaction when I see players just give it everything and actually believe it's possible. Whether or not it happens, there are so many things that affect that, aren't there? But I think instilling a limitless belief in a group to at least try is something that I most probably get more out of, if I'm honest, than that. You know, that doesn't mean I don't enjoy winning, but I think winning for me is a much broader concept. And I think thereafter, you know, we've never finished outside the top four in our time as players or coaches. And that's not an easy feat in itself. Do you know what I mean? So I think the seasons in between those kind of sparkly bits and the people that were prepared to step into the dress and the blue and gold, when we'd built such a, hopefully somewhere that it was, you know, people feared coming and over time we'd gained a degree of respect from opposition, I think is really special. And the talent speaks for itself, really. I mean, it goes back years now, but I remember doing a presentation about something, and this is like at least 7, 8, 9 years ago, and we were already at some crazy number of like international representation of like 70 or 80 players coming through the program, and it will have obviously increased since then. So yeah, I just couldn't be prouder to know that mine and Anna's DNA is part of the fabric of the Team Bath program. And you know, in our own way we obviously made a difference, but I think what makes somewhere really special is that people continue to do that. And when Lynn left, I felt a huge sense of duty, privilege. There was not one part of me that thought it would be okay to step away. And yet it was going to be a massive undertaking. And often, you know, people say, you know, you've got big shoes to fill. I was never intending to fill Lynn's shoes. I just cared about what had started enough that I was just going to stick around and do the best I could for it to continue and hopefully thrive. And I think we did do that, you know, over the next 7, 8, 9, 10 years. And then obviously Anna returned as part of the coaching team again. And that was a really special time as well. A really different time, both in mine and Anna's journey from a professional point of view in terms of our coaching, and to reconnect, I think, with that group in a very different way, you know, like 17, 18, 20 years on, for two people to believe that it was still the right place to be, there was something yet to still be achieved, well, I just think tells you the measure of the place, really.
Yeah.
Andy, I was just going to add a couple of bits to what Jess just said there. Go on. I think Jess's point around that notion of like big shoes to fill, and actually for me, and why, like, I love Jess as the person and the coach that she is. She never shies away from a challenge. And she probably is one of the most innovative coaches I've ever come across. And I think there's number of examples of how she's kind of taken that on, like, in a stride, and taken that weight on her shoulders and done it with such grace and integrity. I think quite remarkable. So the example she just gave around, you know, taking on the program after Lynn returns to New Zealand and ensuring that it's not only continuing to thrive but become even better, I think is a huge testament to Jess. And the other example, and again this is obviously a little bit more removed from not being part of Jess's coaching team, but when we're obviously posed with the challenge of COVID and Jess's Rose's side had to go and tour at New Zealand without their head coach, how Jess again, in her innovative, probably a little bit of stubbornness and willingness to see beyond the problem, you know, being able to still coach remotely, adjust her time zone when she's still in the UK but coaching New Zealand, and getting that team and that coaching team to still thrive without her, again is another example, I think, of the coach and the person that she is. And I think it's just important to acknowledge that while I have this opportunity.
Final question. In recent seasons, obviously that Hall of Fame has included players as well, so Anna and Jess, it's just nice that you're finally part of it.
I think having been obviously afforded the opportunity over a number of years to celebrate lots of people, both in and outside of our own sport, in the foyer there at the Sports Training Village. And as I say, physically, that place has changed so much. I think to just know, acknowledgement is always lovely. You know, like I don't do what I do for the acknowledgement, but when it comes, I'd be lying if I didn't say it was nice, you know, like I think, and it means a lot from a place where you've given 20 years of your life. And it's also given me so much, as we've already chatted through. So I think for that acknowledgement, like I'm super grateful, and to know that kind of myself, Anna, will kind of sit in and amongst so many reputable people in sport, but more importantly in the blue and gold, is just a lovely nod, really, to everything that we've shared with you today and the kind of storytelling of what we've done in that journey. So yeah, you know, really, really grateful for Team Bath for feeling as though I'm deserving of that. And, you know, it doesn't pass me by as like super special, and it'll be, you know, really lovely to be able to walk through there with family and friends attending games and just feel very much part of the family, which is what we always referred to ourselves as when we were there all those years ago. So yeah, really, really grateful.
Anna and Jess, thanks for your time.
No worries.
Thank you.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast's rail.